We're turning together in the scriptures to the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to commence our reading at the verse 8 of the chapter, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Let's hear the Lord's word together. And these are the words of Paul the Apostle writing to the church at Philippi, and really they are closing remarks in his letter. He says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And amen. It is the verse 13 that I particularly want to leave with you today. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, where the Apostle Paul writes, and he says, under inspiration, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Let's bow together in prayer and seek the Lord's face and help. Lord, we come unto thee just now, acknowledging the importance of this time, acknowledging the solemn thing that it is to open the book that thou hast given to us, and to read and take heed to thy word. And we're conscious, Lord, that to do so, we need thy Spirit. We need him to come and to give power and authority to the preached word. We need him to come and to open our eyes and open our hearts to receive the word. And we ask that he would apply that word appropriately to each and every one. May the Spirit take this word and use it well today. And may he exalt Jesus Christ, our Savior, through it. We ask it in the name of our Savior, for his glory. Amen. Amen. Throughout history, there have been countless examples of proud men who thought that they were strong. The men of Babel, they thought they were strong, and they thought they could band together and build a tower and make a name for themselves. And that came to nothing. The Egyptian pharaohs, they thought they were strong. In fact, they thought they were gods, and they were honored as gods in their land. And then one of them, even defied the one true God in the time of the Exodus, as his land was ruined when God poured those judgments upon them. Goliath, that great and mighty man physically, he stood and thought himself strong when he mocked the armies of God and he defied the God of Israel on the battlefield. Man is a proud creature. But when we come to Scripture, you see the reality of our condition. Man thinks himself proud, but Scripture paints a different picture altogether. It shows us to be a frail people. We are described as being made from the dust that would fall through your fingers. Psalm 144 portrays our days as a shadow passing by. Our lives are equated to vapor that appears for a moment, but then it's gone. Even during the brief extent of our lives, Scripture shows our weakness in that we are in bondage to our sin. We are unable to free ourselves from it. We are taken captive by Satan at his will, the Scripture tells us. No man has enough might to put away his own sin. Man is weak. You are weak, and I am weak. And yet, at the same time, we need to be strong. The Lord makes demands upon us. We need strength to put away our sin. We need strength to live for Christ. We need strength to serve the Lord. We need strength to daily take up our cross as we follow after our Savior. We are weak, but we need to be strong. The obvious question then is, how can you find strength? If it's true that you're weak, and Scripture says it's true, and if it's true that you need to be strong, where can you find this needed strength? How can you be made strong? We're thinking then today of this idea of the strengthening of a weak man, the strengthening of a weak man or woman. And first of all, notice the source of this strengthening. The source of this strength. We need strength. You need strength. Where is it found? Man has always had plenty of suggestions to answer that question, whether it's look inside yourself and find strength, or find strength in preparation or possessions or company or some other thing. Man has plenty of suggestions as to how you can find strength. But you know, you have the real answer here in Philippians 4 verse 13. Paul declares, I can do all things through Christ. His strength is found in Christ. Not himself, not preparation or possessions or company or any other thing. His strength is found in Jesus Christ. Christ is the source of this strength. Can I suggest to you firstly that Christ is the source of strength? Because he is the one who possesses strength. Jesus Christ possesses strength. He is God. And as God, he possesses strength within himself. John 1 verse 3 tells us that all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Christ is the one who brought all things into existence. He had strength to do so. Christ is the one with strength who in his life on earth was able to speak to the rage of the storm and bring it to a calm. He was the one with strength to speak life into the dead body of Lazarus. He was the one with strength to take the lame man and make him to walk. He had strength to make men fall down at a single word of his lips. Christ had strength to lay down his life and then to take it up again when he died and rose from the dead. Jesus Christ is God. And therefore, he is the one stronger than Satan. He is the one more powerful than any prince. He is the one with more might than any man. Christ, as God, possesses strength. And therefore,
He is the source of strength for weak men. But can I say also under this point that Christ is the source of strength for weak men, not only because he possesses strength, but also because he purchased strength for weak men. Christ purchased strength for weak men. Not only is he God and possesses strength in himself, but he has purchased this strength. You think about this. Jesus Christ might be strong, but you have no right, and I have no right, to be strengthened by him. We have no right to have any blessing given to us by him. In ourselves, we're nothing more than sinners. We're rebels against God. Sinners who are undeserving of God's favor. Sinners who do not deserve God's blessing. Sinners who do not deserve God to pour in his strength to us. We don't deserve his blessing. We're sinners. And yet, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who lived and died for sinners, so that weak sinners like you and like me might be made strong. Christ came into this world for weak sinners. Christ lived perfectly on behalf of weak sinners. Christ offered himself unto God on that middle tree of Calvary in the place of weak sinners. There upon the cross, Jesus Christ, he shed his blood. And he did so with the purpose that that precious blood might wash and make clean we who are sinners. He did so so that our sin might be put away, so that we who are undeserving of strength from him might have a right to his strength through him. In yourself, you deserve nothing from God, nothing good. But with Christ as your Savior, you have a right to the blessing which he promises to you. With Christ as your Savior, this needed strength has been purchased for you. You have a right to it. The source of a weak man's strength is the Savior of weak men. Friends, we are a weak people, and we are a dying people. And here in Scripture we have the one source of true strength given to man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that in mind, can I say, you would do well to seek him. You may take heed to find strength in Christ. If it's true that he alone is the source of strength that you need, oh, then you may seek him. You who are saved, struggling on in the work of the Lord, do not be distracted or let your gaze drift to the right hand or the left. As you serve the Lord, you need strength. Seek it in Christ. You who are without the Savior, you who are still in your sin, you are weak and you are dying, and your sin will bring you to destruction. You need strength to overcome it. In seeking strength, seek Christ. The source of a weak man's strength is the Lord Jesus Christ. That leads on to the next question. In what manner is this strength drawn from Christ? The means of this strengthening. What are the means of this strengthening? The apostle writes here in Philippians 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And the key word that I want you to notice there is the word through. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. In the Greek, that word through is the little word which is often translated in. The word in, I-N. You could read that verse, I can do all things in Christ which strengtheneth me. In Christ. The idea is that the means of this strengthening is to be united to Christ. It is to be in union with the Savior. By being in Christ, In the sense of being united to Christ, we are made strong. Turn with me, please, to John chapter 15, and you'll find that theme put similarly there. In John chapter 15, we have this idea of union with Christ and the strength that we receive from him on the basis of that union. In John chapter 15 and in verse 5, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." These two verses go together very well. They sit side by side. One of them reminds us that we can do nothing without Christ. The other one reminds us that in Christ we can do all things. Nothing without him, all things in him. And both of these verses center upon this idea of union with Christ. In John chapter 15, the picture is given of Christ as the vine and his people as the branches. Or to put it in terms more familiar in this part of the world, take Christ portrayed by the trunk of the tree and his people as the branches, which are connected to that tree trunk and grow from it. The branches, they are made strong because they draw strength from the trunk of the tree. And they draw strength from the trunk of the tree because they are joined to the trunk of the tree. There is a union there. The life-giving sap of the tree flows from the trunk and into the branches. So it is with a weak individual like you. If you are in union with Christ by faith, resting upon him as your Savior, united to him, if you are abiding in Christ, then this life-giving strength flows to you from him. Now that means first and foremost that you must be saved. You must be saved. For unless you're saved by the grace of God, unless your faith is in Christ, unless you have been truly united to him, you cannot draw strength from him. It is only those in union with him who can draw this strength. You know, ivy grows upon the trunk of a tree, but it doesn't draw strength from the tree trunk. It doesn't draw strength from it. The life-giving sap of the tree does not flow into the ivy. And so it may be with you that you're here today. You have connected yourself to the church of God in that outward way. You have fastened yourself outwardly to the trunk of the tree, so to speak. You're here in the place of worship. You look the part. You can say the right words and speak the talk. But is it the case that you're just like the ivy clinging to the tree? Outwardly, everything looks good. Outwardly, you look like you're part of it. Outwardly, you look like you have a part with Christ. But is it the case today, while those things might be true, that there is no real union between you and the Savior? Is it the case today, as you sit here in this congregation, that while outwardly things look right and good with you, yet there is no true faith in Christ as your Savior? Yet you are not looking to him as the sole source of strength. Is it the case today that you are not resting upon his work for your salvation? Unless you're in union with Christ, truly, you have no part in the strength which he gives. You cannot draw strength from him. You are in the weakness of your sin. And even if you have fastened yourself outwardly to the church, you will be brought to death and to hell. What you need is a living, real union with Jesus Christ. The individual with strength is the one who abides in Christ. You who are saved, you have been joined to Christ as a true branch. His life-giving power is promised to you. Abiding in Christ, then, you can be made strong to do all things through him that strengtheneth you. The means of this strengthening, abiding in Christ. Notice the continuance of this strengthening, the continuance of this strengthening. For the apostle writes, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now notice that word strengtheneth. Paul does not say there, Christ which strengthened me one time in the past. He says, Christ which strengtheneth me. And it's in the present tense. The idea, I can do all things through Christ who is strengthening and continuing to strengthen me. The one who is presently strengthening me. You know, Paul the Apostle, he faced struggle after struggle through his Christian experience. One day he would be driven out of town by the angry mob. The next he would be beaten and imprisoned for his testimony for Christ. Another day he would face the carnage of a shipwreck in cold and dangerous waters. And even now, as he writes this letter to the Philippian church, he is under house arrest, all because of his faithfulness to Christ. Paul faced trouble after trouble. Each new day seemed to bring fresh trouble his way. But every passing day, Christ, his Savior, was giving him the strength that he needed. Strength sufficient for the trial of the day. Just as the manna fell upon the children of Israel in the wilderness, so that there was sufficient food for each day. And each day they went out and collected just what was appropriate for that day. Just as it fell, sufficient for the day, not so much as to be stockpiled for weeks in advance, but certainly not less than is required, so the strength of Christ is promised to you who are his people. You can find the strength that you need today. You can find it in the Savior. Today, you can draw the needed strength from him. It is available. Look to Christ then today. And in your time of need, find strength in him. But can I also suggest there that this also implies you cannot rest upon the strength of past days. You're not to rest on a one-time profession of faith. You're not to rest on a prayer from a year gone by. You're not to be relying upon yesterday's provision. You cannot just sit back and say, the Lord strengthened me once back then. I don't need to go about things anymore. I don't need to be looking to him now. No, you are to be presently drawing strength from your Lord. You are to do it by abiding in Christ, by gazing upon him as your Redeemer, by communing with him as you come to the Scriptures and the place of prayer. You are to today draw strength from the one who is strong. As you abide in Christ, you will be strong. As you walk with Christ, you will be strong. As you look to Christ, you will be strong. But if you should stand at a distance, well, you will be weak as other men are weak. The strengthening of past days will be insufficient. Lean then today upon Christ your Savior. And you will truly find that you can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. So then we find together that the source of strength for weak men is Christ himself. We've seen that the means of drawing this strength from him is to be in union with him. And we've observed that this is to be a continual, day by day, drawing of strength. That leads us finally to consider the result of this strengthening. This is all well and good, but what is the result of this strengthening? What does it accomplish? The apostle says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Or just to reverse it, being strengthened by Christ, I can do all things. I am strong for all things, if you want it literally. Therefore, the result of this strengthening is that the apostle is sufficiently equipped to do these all things, whatever they are. Now, first notice the scope of that result. Christ's strengthening does not mean that the apostle or that you or I are equipped to do some things. It means that we are equipped for all things. And that's what Paul is saying here. I can do all things. No matter what difficulty came at him, no matter what trouble crossed his path, no matter what enemy he faced, he was equipped. Christ had made him strong for all things. You know, there is no lack in Christ's provision. There is no lack in Christ's provision. Suppose, and this would be a bad thing, but suppose someone was trying to break his friend out of prison. And he gave him a bunch of keys for the prison. Now, I know nothing about the prison system, so bear with me in the story, and it might not be realistic, but bear with me. He gives his friend a bunch of keys for the prison. And the friend, who is in prison behind bars, he takes his chance. He waits for a time when the coast is clear. He takes the first key and he puts it in the cell door. And it turns and it unlocks and he's out. He's into the corridor and he goes down and he comes to the next door. He takes the next key and puts it in the lock and it turns and he's out. He goes through the prison system, door after door, through the building. Each key works in the next lock. He comes to the outer door of the building. He puts in his last key. It turns. The door opens. He's out through the door. He reaches the end of the courtyard. And there's a gate. And there's a padlock on it. And he doesn't have a key. Now, you could say that that man's bunch of keys, it did him some good, perhaps, in that it got him out to the gate. But really, it did him no good. He still didn't escape. He got through all the doors inside, but he comes to this gate and he's run out. He has no key left. And his problem was that he does not have a full provision. There has not been a full provision given to him. Friends, it is not so with Christ. With Christ, there is nothing lacking. There is no lack in his supply. Through the strength which Christ gives, the child of God can do all things. Therefore, rejoice, child of God. There is provision in your Savior to meet your needs. Do you feel your weakness today? Christ's provision is enough. Does your enemy terrify you today? Christ's provision is enough. Does that obstacle in serving the Lord just seem too high? Christ's provision. It's enough. It is enough for you. The scope of this result. What about the substance of it? It's well and good talking about all things, but there are particular things in Paul's mind. Paul is not saying all things in the sense that he is now omnipotent and can do anything. He's not talking about putting on his cape and flying by the power of Christ. He's not saying that he can do that which is physically impossible. He has particular things in mind. What are they? Well, they're connected to what he has mentioned in verse 12, where he talks about various things that he has faced as he served Christ. He says there, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Paul there has listed some of the difficulties which have faced him, times when he was abased, times when he was hungry or suffering need. And so, when he goes on to say, I can do all things through Christ, he is saying here, I can endure any of these trials. I can endure them all through Christ, which strengthens me. Paul had many troubles. He endured the threat of death, he endured poverty, he endured the scorn of men, and he found consistently that he was able to endure all of these trials by drawing strength from his Savior. Child of God, you will have trouble in this life, especially if you live faithfully for the Savior. You will have trouble. Troubles will come your way. But abide in Christ, and you shall be able to endure any trial through him which strengtheneth you. We could also say here that these all things include the strength to subdue any sin. Because Paul has spoken here of different circumstances, times when he was abased and suffering and hungry, times when he was abounding and full and had plenty. And each of these different circumstances brought different temptations. At times when he was struggling and hungry, the temptation would come to Paul's mind, Paul, give up in the work. Things are just too hard for you. Look what serving Christ has gotten you. You're hungry. You have nothing. Just give up. Then times when things were going well, perhaps the temptation would come to his mind, Paul, take your ease. Things are good for you here. Don't be worrying about moving on to the next place. Just you stay here and enjoy your ease. Paul faced these different temptations throughout these circumstances, but every time he was able to say, I can do all these things. I can subdue any sin through Christ which strengtheneth me. Let me ask you, child of God, are you battling with sin? Are you battling with sin? You ought to be. The Christian is the one who does battle with sin. Well, friend, there is strength for you in the fight. Christ is willing to supply it. Now, I know that we will not be perfect this side of eternity, but that does not mean that we wave the white flag when it comes to this battle against sin. In the strength which Christ provides, the child of God can see progressive victory over sin. You can take ground in the battle, child of God. You can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. And finally, can I suggest that these varying circumstances that Paul has listed, they are all being faced in the line of duty. He is facing these circumstances, both bad and good, because he is serving the Lord. Therefore, when Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, he is saying, I can fulfill any duty. The Lord has called me to serve him here, and I can do it because he gives me strength. If the Lord calls me to go to that place and serve him, I can do it because the Lord gives me the needed strength. Child of God, here is a promise for you. The Lord has called you to be his servant. He has appointed you a particular position in which to stand. He has given you particular duties to fulfill. Some of them you might feel are easy enough, but I am sure the Lord has given you some tasks which you find very difficult. Some things the Lord has put upon your heart and you say to yourself, how can I possibly do that thing? How can I possibly serve him in that way? That duty just terrifies me. Child of God, abide in Christ. Day by day draw strength from him. And you will find that you can fulfill any duty through Christ, which strengtheneth you. Does that not remove every excuse? for lacking service for the Lord. Today, perhaps the Lord is burdening you with a work to be done. Whether it's a work in the local congregation here, whether it's a work to do amongst your own family, maybe you're here and the Lord would be putting it upon your heart to go into the gospel ministry or onto the mission field. And maybe it's the case within yourself, you say, I can't do it. I'm too weak. I have no strength for that, Lord. Friend, you are too weak. You are. But can I say to you with the greatest respect that Christ has just ruled out your excuse? Christ has just made it null and void here. The excuse is not valid. It does not matter that you are too weak when Christ himself gives you the needed strength. Because Christ gives strength, you can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. As a result of the strengthening which Christ gives, the weak man is made strong. Strong to live well for Christ, no matter what circumstances come his way. We are a weak people in a difficult and a dangerous world. We are a people who desperately need strength. But friend, look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Abide in him. Draw strength daily from his gracious supply. And your testimony to the glory of God shall be, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. May God bless his word to our hearts this afternoon and use us for his name's sake.